gaps in cowherd health. Let's explore, plus in-depth marketing points, hay and livestock for sale, and lots more. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. We're starting our summer series on cowherd health. All things cowherd health, from nutrition to vaccination to management. Today, let's talk about potential gaps that may occur in cowherd health and vaccination programs. Now, I get it. It's a very busy time of year, from branding to breeding to fixing fence to try to finish up seeding to cutting hay. And the cow's vaccination may be the last thing on a person's mind. But as I mentioned, there could be those gaps, and it's in those gaps that many times it leads to problems, right? Today, we have Dr. Jeff Sarche, a beef technical service veterinarian with Zoetis, on the program with us. Dr. Sarche, good to have you back on the show. It's been a few years since we last visited. Let's talk about those gaps or potential gaps in vaccination programs.
First of all, you know, your cowherd vaccination programs, a lot of people think it's, you know, only preg check or only pre-breeding. It's really year-round. There's very few vaccines that may provide protection for more than 12 months. The two biggest areas where I see there's probably a gap would be in your lepto vaccines. Everybody's five-way lepto really only is going to provide adequate protection for 5 to 6 months. So you really need to do that twice a year if you want a full protection, because you have a 9-month pregnancy and we can only cover 6 months of it. The other place is IBR abortions and BVDPI, which is kind of, we call that fetal protection, because those infections are happening to the fetus. You need to make sure that your cow vaccine provides fetal protection. And the way you can do that is look at the label. If it specifically mentions protects against IBR abortion or protects against persistent infection by BVD, that's protecting the fetus. If it doesn't talk about that, talks about respiratory or those vaccines are not labeled, or they're not proven to protect the fetus. They're protecting the cow from respiratory disease. And those are two big places where probably there's a big gap and people don't realize it, because they're given a vaccine, but they're not really providing protection. If you want full coverage, you need to do it twice a year, but that could be at, you know, pre-breeding, branding time. A lot of my clients, they would work their calves at branding, but they wouldn't work their cows. They could if they wanted to, but most of my clients were corn farmers and they'd rather be on the tractor planting corn at that time. But it's all about what your priorities are and understanding that, you know, it's just like, you know, you don't have to buy insurance on your house, but if you have a fire, you're going to have a big loss. So, you know, what's convenient necessarily is not the best or the most effective. So, but basically branding, weaning, pre-weaning time, you can give a vaccine there, and you may give just a lepto or a Vibrio lepto at that time. And then preg check or weaning, we're going to be handling the cattle again. So then you can give, you know, your virals, or you have flexibility if you are handling your cattle twice a year. I understand there's some big ranches where they only, you know, up in the mountains or whatever, they only gather once. So we do the best we can there. But I also see a lot of people, producers, that they have the opportunity to handle them twice a year and they choose not to.
Let me take this one step further, because it goes along the lines of cowherd health. Since we're taking the time to run those cows through the chute, or at least should take the time to run the cows through the chute. I encourage everyone to take a few more seconds. That's all it takes, just a few more seconds to evaluate the condition of those cows. I'm talking body condition scoring those cows. Right now, many folks are branding and we're either running the cows, we're working the cows before or after the branding party takes place. So get a score on those cows now. And then again in the fall when you're running them through the chute or should run them through the chute, compare those two together. It may give some additional information of how she did raising that calf and her own maintenance.
You're absolutely correct. And it gets back into the convenience versus efficacy, safety. You know, I usually evaluate, when I was practicing, I evaluated products four criteria: efficacy, safety, convenience, and price. Since COVID, I've added one, which is availability. That's really critical.
Right, yeah, very true.
Probably the most critical, because I don't care how good it is or how cheap it is. If I can't get it, it does me no good.
Right.
So that probably is the top of my list today. Next is efficacy. If I'm going to take the time to gather my cattle and run them through, I want to give them the best product I can, because I want the best. The analogy is, the other thing is, it's critical, the timing. And yes, the convenient time is at branding time, turnout time, and weaning. But weaning, especially under calves, is probably the worst time we can vaccinate them, because they're going through stress. We're gathering them, putting them all together. Our challenge is happening then too. It's much better to do that pre-weaning, and now you're talking about gathering them in extra time. But yes, I gather them up, I work my calves, and now when I wean, I just have to separate the calves and prick check the cows, vaccinate the cows, whatever. But really, I want as little stress as I can on the calves, because my opinion, weaning is probably the most stressful thing they go through in their entire life.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to expect a vaccine to them to respond to a vaccine to protect them for the next 6 or 12 months when I give it at probably the worst time I could. So ideally, we'd rather give them ahead of time. Now, you can give them post-weaning too, but now you're looking at vaccinating after challenge, and they may get sick before the vaccines have enough time to work.
Dr. Jeff Sarche with Zoetis. Doc, we need to head to break, but stick around if you would, please. I want to wrap this one up just a tick more. Crew, you're listening to the Ranch It Up radio show, and we'll be right back.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
It doesn't matter about what we're talking about in cow herd management. We know that it all stems from nutrition. And I've been telling y'all about Pharmatan for a number of years now. Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients, it's the natural way to boost your cow herd's nutrition, to boost your calf's nutrition, get better breed back. And now that we're in breeding season, improve gut health, improve feed efficiency. Isn't it time to give Pharmatan a try? For more information, just head to PharmatanUSA.com.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org.
Crew, welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. Great conversation we're having with Dr. Jeff Sarche from Zoetis. Doc, I just wanted to touch on this before we let you loose, but we had to take a break there, and that is the relationship that we have with our veterinarians. It is so crucial. I stress this so many times, to have your vet come in, work with your operation, consult, maybe prescribe certain products. It doesn't matter, but help manage those critical times that we were just talking about a few minutes ago.
That's absolutely correct. And there's, you know, the producers are wearing so many hats. They have to know about herbicides and growing grass and balers and whatever, plus the cattle side of it. And today, our cattle are obviously more valuable than they've ever been in history. I think they're more vulnerable than they've ever been.
Absolutely.
Because we've selected for performance for at least that last 150 years. And I think our health is, because we've ignored the health side of it, I think we're seeing consequences of not paying attention to that. Plus the diseases we're dealing with. We used to not deal with mycoplasma 20, 30 years ago. I remember when we had discussions on if it was a real disease or not. It is a real disease today. In fact, I'm not so sure it's not the number one killer of cattle today. But it is definitely a much bigger player, and it's much more difficult to treat. So the diseases are getting tougher. I think the cattle may be getting weaker or more susceptible, and that's why it's critical to do the very best job we can. And you need to get some, you know, expert advice, because you can't be the expert on everything on your operation.
Dr. Jeff Sarche from Zoetis, great to visit with you. Now, we hope we planted a reminder for you. And again, give your vet a call, have them visit your outfit and share their thoughts on key management strategies and maybe some timelines. And I think it's safe to say that summer grilling season is officially here since we passed the big Memorial Day weekend. And according to Cargill, U.S. consumers will opt for affordability without sacrificing taste when they fire up their grills and hibachis and griddles and smokers this summer. Now, barbecue chefs, they say, plan to maintain their demand for ground beef, chicken, and hot dogs when firing up the grills this summer, despite potentially higher prices among some of those traditional food items. Now, about half of the nearly 9 of 10 consumers polled plan to grill weekly. We do it pretty much daily, which includes beef at 94%, poultry at 64%, holding their positions as the top choices for grilling. Cargill also reported that steak remains a standard protein option for summer grilling, with ribeye, sirloin, filet mignon, and strip steak ranking as the top beef cuts. The report also found that 61% of consumers are increasing their protein intake this year, and 60% begin their menu planning with protein at the top of their minds. The study found that many consumers are buying steaks in order to recreate restaurant-quality meals at home at more affordable price points compared with dining out. Coming up, we recap the markets. We talk marketing plans and calculations during these high cattle prices. We talk livestock and hay for sale. We just talk a lot more about the cow stuff and lots more on the Ranch It Up radio show. Go nowhere. We'll be right back. Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production, one supplement at a time. LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com. Attention, cattle producers. Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with rock star Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. We go through the numbers, recapping them from last week. So what's going on there, rock star?
Oh, man, what an intro. Now I got to deliver. You're making me nervous.
Exactly right.
As of Friday, May 23rd, August feeder futures closed the week at $3.50. That's up $2.55 on the week, with the CME feeder index down 533 at 295.46. That left the basis, or the difference, at a negative 504 versus August futures. We did have a cattle on feed this week that came in at 98.5% versus expectations of 98.5. Placements were 97.4 versus expectations of 96.8. And the marketing number at 97.5 versus expectations of 96.7. All the numbers fell very much in line with expectation, and the reports considered neutral. June live cattle closed the week at 215.90. That's up 360 on the week. Cash traded 220 in the south on very light volume, and 230 to 231 in the north. That left the five area weighted average up 315 at 299.51, and the basis versus June futures at positive 1361. The weekly slaughter was 570,000 head. That's up 4,000 head versus last week, and 32,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were down 1 pound at 874 pounds, which is 23 pounds above this week last year. The combination of lighter slaughter and heavier weights left the yearly production number at 2.6% less than the same week last year. Choice boxes closed the week up $9.06 at $361.55. That's very, very nice prices in the meat. To wrap this up, September corn closed the week at $4.37. That's up 16 cents on the week. Corn built in some weather premium with chatter moving to prevent plant acres due to the wet conditions to try to wrap up seeding.
Kirk, before I say fairly well, I got a couple questions for you. We're getting awfully close to starting video cattle marketing season. And being prices what they are, I know a lot of guys are looking forward, or hopefully looking forward, to the fall. And my question is, how difficult is it for us to go through and to kind of figure out what prices that we need? And I know that you and I talk about this a lot, and I know you have to give kind of a 30,000 foot view of this because it's specific to clients, but really, how hard is it to try to establish really where do I need to be in the market to establish a sound marketing program? Because, and the reason that I'm bringing this up is, you know, you and I are elated that prices are what they are for those guys that are selling, but we're also looking to the future with caution because we know what goes up must come down eventually.
That is absolutely true. And the whole conversation starts with your break even, obviously. Very much the same documents that you take to the bank for your operating line or whatever it is. I will kind of give a shortcut here. The cow-calf guys, highly likely that we're well above break evens. I don't think that's much of a consideration for the cow-calf guy. The stalker or the yearling guy, that's a difficult conversation for them. Their purchase price on these animals was so high that also drove their break evens very high. So they will be having to put a pretty sharp pencil to their break even to figure out what price they need.
You know, and I think so many of us fall into this trap, which is managing grass. And you and I have, and Kirk and I talk a lot throughout the week and just strategize and different stuff like that. And we talk about land and grass particularly, because when you lose grass or you lose land, you never get it back. That's the nature of just doing what we're doing, whether it be you're renting it or it's something that you bought and then you sold and then you're maybe trying to pick up something over here. Once you lose land, you never, ever, ever get it back. So I think a lot of us, we kind of jump the gun a little bit because we just – We have to put something on that grass, right? Or we think we have to put something on that grass. That can be a very dangerous type of marketing mentality because, you know, it all depends. Are we going to get rain? Aren't we going to get rain? All those sorts of things. And then all of a sudden, man, we have to pull the trigger on something very, very quickly and make a major financial decision. How dangerous does that actually get? Because I know that I'm guilty of doing that. I know you're guilty that you've had to do that as well.
Well, I think you would start that conversation with the realization that that is a reality. You have cost in land or grass somewhere, you do have to put something on it. You absolutely have to get enough return to pay for that cost. I guess what I would point out, especially with cow-calf guy, with these kind of profit margins, you actually can get by with considerably less animals, you know, with the profit in the few animals you have to at least cover the cost and make everything work. So I think the answer to your question, it's probably a fine-tuned look at the number of animals that you would need. Now, unfortunately, again, for the stalker operators, because the purchase price is so high, they're probably going to have to run about the same numbers or look at leasing. But unfortunately, that's pretty much the limit of your choices.
Hey, all, Mark Fanzi with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, June 4th, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 160 black Angus and Baldy heifer calves, 800 pounds, 60 plus days weaned. They've been fed a light grower ration, gaining about 2 pounds a day. They're set up for conversion on the finish side. They're good performing cattle from Cy Case Cattle Company in Wheatland, Wyoming. Also, 100 Angus, red Angus, and Hereford calves, steers and heifers mixed, 800 pounds, 60 plus days weaned. They're on that same ration from Cy Case Cattle in Wheatland, Wyoming. 50 Angus, Hereford, and Charley heifer calves, 425 pounds, 45 days weaned, one round of shots, 80% black calves from Barbie Cattle in Caneta, Oklahoma. 50 Angus, Charley, Hereford, feeder calves, steers and heifers mixed, 50-50. They weigh about 275 pounds, vaccinated. These are selling by the head from This Guy LLC in Russell Springs, Kentucky. 4 purebred belted Galloway calves, 2 heifers, 2 bulls. They weigh about 450 pounds from Angleton Farm and Ranch in Angleton, Texas. And 1 purebred registered longhorn bull. Spirit of Bevo bloodline, 18 months old. He'd make an excellent heifer bull from Catherine Brothers in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Featured haylots include 256, that's 8 semi-truckloads, of large square wheat straw bales selling on separate lots. It's 4x4x8, 1,300 pounds, baled at 15% moisture from Andrew Mock in Moreton, North Dakota. 25 large square alfalfa grass mixed bales, 3x3x8, first cutting, shedded, 800 pounds, no preservatives. The horses love it, from Fairfield Equipment in Fairfield, Illinois. 128 large round mixed grass bales selling on 4 32 bale lots, 5x6 net wrap, put up in June of 24, never rained on, been stored outside from Baker Farms in Pittsfield, Illinois. 30 large round straw bales, 5x6 net wrap, nice bright straw, bale dry from Fairfield Equipment. 16 large round teff grass bales, 5x6 poly twine, really fine stemmed, 1300 pounds. It's great calf starter hay from Cobes Auctions in David City, Nebraska. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, June 4th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions, first and third Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
Want to improve your grazing without moving your cows every day? Hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Devlon Ford shares some awesome grazing tips in a recent podcast episode. Here's a small portion of our conversation.
There are still a lot of producers who moving cattle every day isn't necessarily feasible or doesn't feel feasible depending on their business plan. So what tips do you have for producers like that who want to make sure they're still being good stewards of the land and improving those pastures that they're grazing?
What we typically tell people in wetter climates like we have here in Oklahoma, you know, once you go in there and start grazing an area, within about 3 to 5 days after you first move in there, there'll be new leaves coming up on that plant. And those are the leaves those animals are going to target. So if we can move them every 3 to 5 days in, you know, a wetter climate, 5 to 7, and more arid climate where the grass grows a little bit slower later in the year. When, you know, we start moving in towards fall, you know, we might be able to extend that a little bit of time in there. We have to make this fit our ranch, fit our lifestyle, and just understand what our goals are for our ranch. And if our goals are to improve soil health and we have the ability to move every day, great, get after it. If you only have the ability to move once or twice a week, do the best you can. There are pros and cons to everything we do. Someone who moves every day, they may improve their ranch faster, but they've got a lot more time invested in it too. Someone who moves once or twice a week, you know, they'll achieve the same results. It may just take them a little bit longer, but still yet, there's quality of life that's involved in all this as well.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dr. Jeff Sarche with Zoetis, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com, Shay Wanner, Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady who is still on vacation. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text 24/7. The phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.